Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask or even imagine. Amen. St. Augustine once said, "Whole prayer is nothing but love." My love for God and my accepting of God's love for me began in the water, in the ocean waves north of the Manhattan Beach Pier where I grew up. As a little girl, I was passionate about riding waves to shore. First on a small styrofoam surfboard, later graduating to a rubber surf mat. As a teenager, I bravely body surfed with swim fins, without the comfort of a wetsuit, mind you. Wetsuits were rare when I was growing up. When I rode a wave, it was a mystical experience. I felt one with the wave, surrounded by a wet world of energy, a passenger in an ocean roller coaster. Of course, there were times I missed catching a wave, or times when I suffered the consequences of being crushed by the water. But it was still exhilarating to dive and swim through a crest in the ocean on my way out. On the water, I would enter a zone, an inner and outer oneness in nature. Yes, my love for God and God's love for me began in the water. So did praying, but I didn't know it then. I experienced the power and intimacy of God in the ocean. So the verse in our first reading from Isaiah was and is a living reality. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. This poem from Isaiah is a vision, a recreation for the people of Israel at a time when they were despairing. They were in captivity at the hands of their Babylonian conquerors. So this poem is an intimate conversation between God and God's people in their hour of darkness. It is good that we get to eavesdrop, because in this poem, nature images are used to draw listeners then and now into a renewal of life with God. This poem is a perfect partner for the gospel today, the baptism of Jesus. For when Jesus passes through the water, he comes fully into his identity. So let us take a moment to imagine this scene by the River Jordan. We notice, first of all, that Jesus doesn't charge into the water or run through the crowd. No, he waits. He got in line and waited with the crowd to identify with those who felt like sinners. He got in line with all those who were tired of the wear and tear of this selfish world. He got in line with all those who had expectations for a different life. He got in line with all who were feeling anxious about politics, the economy, and places of conflict at home and in the world. Jesus waited in line to become one with us. Now, Jesus must have stood and watched for quite a while, like a surfer who stands on the beach observing how the sets of waves are coming in. So Jesus stood there, observing all the people milling around, jostling for a place by the water's edge. These were his people, and he was about to enter a new relationship with them and with us when he entered the water. Now the gospel says, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also was baptized and was praying, these words, "and was praying," is only in the Gospel of Luke, not in the accounts of Matthew or Mark about the baptism or the one-line reference in John. In that wonderfully wet, churning water, Jesus, completely drenched, his hair wet, water drops cascading down his face. In that moment, Jesus was praying. Jesus was in the zone. The words of the prophet Isaiah were probably echoing in his heart. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Jesus was one with God in the wonder and power of that water-filled moment. And in that moment, he hears and we hear, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." In passing through the baptismal waters, Jesus comes fully into his identity. In the sacrament of baptism, we Christians too pass through the waters, like the Israelites in the Exodus and like the captives in Babylon. Christians too receive the promises of new life that does not exempt us from suffering, but assures us of promises that God spoke through the prophet Isaiah. "I have called you by name, Holly, John, Bobby. I am with you, Jane, Marcia, Karen. I will ransom you, David, Peter, Shelley. I am the Lord your God." For Jesus, prayerful intimacy with God led him into the water, led him to get in line with us, to become our way through the water. Jesus offered his life as an example of prayerful attunement. Prayer impelled him to a fearless life of love. The promises of Isaiah are our promises. No matter what we face, no matter what overwhelms us, God will be with us. Praying guided Jesus. The disciples saw Jesus so often praying that they asked him how to pray. Each Sunday, we pray the prayer he taught us, as we say together, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Yet I am afraid some prayers, like the Lord's Prayer, can become too rote, and we don't say them wholeheartedly. Sometimes, when we are little children, we don't clearly hear what the adults around us are muttering. It is easy to get mixed up when you are 4 years old and in church. So there was a particular 4-year-old that didn't quite catch that last part of the Lord's Prayer. So his version went like this: "And forgive us our trash baskets, as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. Close, really close, but not quite. Praying is not limited to prayers or moments set aside to pray. Praying is what happened in Jesus when he was wholeheartedly in the moment. I started my sermon by saying my love for God and my accepting of God's love for me began in the water. I now realize that in those moments when I was totally absorbed, wholeheartedly present, I was praying. No wonder the gospel states that at that water-filled moment of immersion, at his baptism, Jesus was praying. He was totally there. Praying is communion with God. Praying is communication with God. It is meant to happen all the time. In the water, in nature, golfing, watering your garden, watching a sunset, holding a sleeping baby, holding the hands of someone you love, alone, when in church, as you light a candle. Heartfelt, attentive prayer takes us into a transcendent place. We are caught up in wonderment, gratitude, and awe. We are caught up in need. We are caught up praying for others. We are caught up in faith, in hope, and in love. And sometimes we say nothing and just are silent with God. In today's gospel, Jesus does not say a single word. Not a single word out loud at his baptism. He simply was in prayer. He came to God in prayer. In that moment, when his world changed from private to public, Jesus chose to undertake his public ministry not in his own power and abilities. The source of his strength and power were beyond himself. The heavens opened, and it was the Holy Spirit who confirmed his identity. The Holy Spirit will be the encourager, the wisdom, and the strength for us also. That is what the disciples witnessed, that through prayer, Jesus was able to go through waters of trials and difficulties. Jesus knew God was with him. So I ask you, do you depend upon God for your strength to live and to love? Do you hear the affirmation of God as the source of your life, your calling, and your purpose? When I was young, riding waves often ended with me laying down on that wonderfully hot sand. They were God moments when I felt renewed from the inside out. I basked in God's love. A poem by E.E. Cummings matched the prayer of my heart. Glory be to God the sun, God the sunlight, and God the warm. The Holy Spirit was teaching me to pray. It was like a Jesus moment when I felt my identity as a child of God and believed I had a purpose. God continues to renew me in a variety of praying moments, but not just alone moments with the ocean. Especially people moments. Moments when I'm celebrating with others in a Christian community like we are doing today and every Sunday. These moments particularly help me appreciate and literally participate in the presence of God as the family of God. We are the children of God. We are those who were baptized by water and by fire. We are those who are meant to hear in our hearts, "You are my son, my beloved. You are my daughter, my beloved." That is your identity. So live in this world as a child of God. And be renewed in the waters of your baptism. Slow down. Be prayerfully present in all the precious moments of your day. And remember, whole prayer is nothing but love, because God is love. Amen.